east right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Monday.
Morning,
good
indeed.
Morning.
Yeah, great.
Going well?
Yeah, up and about.
You were
on
the ports last night, Crevo.
Yeah, it was very nice. Of course, they can't call it Port, but this one has cleverly renamed it Port of Newcastle. And then, like, in smaller words, like, saying what it actually is.
Oh, so the word, like, the actual port is, a company that
Well, no, it's, no it's not a company. It's like champagne. It has to be from the Champagne region.
Right. Okay,
it's one of those. They've just taken every single name of everything ever and made it unavailable. I'm sorry, you can no longer call it cheese anymore. You have to call it modified milk.
You like to match whatever you're drinking with food. What did you have with the port?
Oh, good question. We had a chiffon cake.
What's that?
It's like a
really light, isn't it?
Sounds like a cushion.
It's a well, you know what? That's perfect then, because it's a super light sponge.
Well, there you go.
Like
you
a very
fancy for a Sunday
risey
night.
Sponge. Emmy made it. It didn't rise as much as we'd hoped. But it was pretty, still pretty spongy.
Never good, is it?
Yeah, like it probably went to about 10 centimetres high or 15. It should
That's
have gone to 20.
Workable.
Oh, it should have been 20, okay.
Yeah, it should have gone super tall.
Just gives you an excuse to make another cake.
That's what I thought. Oh, we'll have to do
we'll
it
have
again.
To do it again.
There's always next time.
That's yeah, right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Maddie. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. I am.
I loved your story last night. You were on the beers.
Yep,
it was
yeah.
Like the biggest beer of all time. What did you get up to?
Well, look, we had a stein of beer and watched the Suicide Squad. We bought it and watched it online. But, I mean, you know, I think it counts. It was the Oktoberfest weekend, technically. I think it's been cancelled this year because of COVID. But Oktoberfest would normally kick off on this weekend, so.
I love that you own a stein.
Yeah, we got it at an Oktoberfest thing last year.
It's great. You've been waiting to have your own house to use it all this time.
Yeah,
how
that's
many
it.
Beers go into a stein? Is it like two or three?
It was three 375 ml cans.
Oh, you're happy
so
days.
A liter of beer.
That's brilliant. I love that. You just have to drink it quick enough so it doesn't go warm.
Yeah, well, we put the glasses in the freezer first.
Oh.
So we have them in chilled glasses.
Thought of everything.
Too. Smart.
All over it. Guys, lads versus lasses up next. This is, of course, our ultimate battle of the sexes. Great competition. At the moment, the lads trailing behind. Maddie, what are we going to do about this?
2 points.
Nothing.
Look, we're going to get it back this week. 100%.
Nah. You reckon? I think this week is our week. The lasses, of course, on 69. Prize for today is a $50 voucher for Muchos Mexican. Muchos, the original and best Mexican in Newcastle. Now in two great locations, Glebe Road and the Junction, High Street, Maitland. We need a guy and a girl. 13-10-09. This is your chance if you'd like to play Lads vs. Lasses.
Do it next to New FM. Good morning. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Maddie Meg and Crevo?
Yeah.
I almost forgot your name
That's
for a second.
Right.
Hey, our lads versus lasses right now. We still need a lass on 13-10-09.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Man, I swear I have dementia.
Do you? Jeez,
he's been working
not.
With him for how many years?
Yeah, I know, right?
Who are you?
Who are you and what are you doing here and where am I? All great questions. But we do need a lady to call through still. Great prize on offer, $50 voucher for Muchos Mexican, which is perfect because you can just like sort out dinner tonight or have the ultimate lunch. Why not? Do yourself a favour.
Well, you're going up against Anthony if you
That's
do call
right.
through. Drives a truck working for a company excavating pools. You must be getting really busy in the lead up to summer, Anthony.
Yeah, we start to, yep.
How many excavations do you do a day, do you reckon?
Oh, just a pool a day.
Just a pool a day, okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, some might call you the dementor of pools. Like, you're crushing dreams when you're taking down a pool, aren't you? It's like the ultimate dream in life. You get a pool. And you're successful. You're happy. Anthony's taking them down.
All right. Do you think you can get a point on the board for the guys today, Anthony?
Yep.
I'm going to be confident for you as well. I'll actually give you some good vibes. Let's go to question one. In a tiramisu, what are the two prominent flavours?
Tiramisu, Kahlua and something else.
You were close, but coffee and chocolate, Anthony.
Did you just burp as well, Anthony? I love that
tiny
burp.
It was the thought of a tiramisu.
No, burping, no.
All right, your second one is multiple choice. Meghan Markle's wedding dress was from which French fashion house? Givenchy, Mugler, or Yves Saint Laurent? Yves Saint Laurent is incorrect. It's Givenchy. All right. Question three. Nice and Easy is a hair dye made by which company?
L'Oreal? No,
L'Oreal.
Good guess.
You know what? You can still win, possibly with a tiebreaker coin toss. So
technically possible.
Technically possible still.
The odds are a little against you. Time to meet our lady now, right, Maddie?
Yeah. Jody, good morning. How are you?
Thanks, yourself.
Oh, excellent. How was your weekend?
Oh, glorious. A beautiful weekend, thank goodness. About walking.
Are you fully vaxxed at the moment? Did you get out for a picnic?
Yeah, I'm a nurse. I have to be fully vaxxed.
Oh, so many people were out enjoying the picnic and the sunshine on the weekend. All right, all you need is one correct answer today, Jody, to walk away with the win. Here we go. Question one, which is multiple choice. What is the name of the colour series for the Bosch Heavy Duty Professional Tools? Is it A, red, B, orange, or C, blue?
Oh. Blue?
Yeah, you win.
Well
done. How easy is that?
Well done, Jody. One question. Scored you the voucher.
You have a muchos for dinner tonight, Jody. Congrats.
Good job.
Yeah, good job to you.
That means we're sitting on 70.
Damn.
Far out.
Love it. Thank you, Jody.
Didn't sit there on 69 for long.
I didn't pick that up. Up next, guys, I don't know if you heard last week, Nicki Minaj made the news after some weird coronavirus vaccine information come out of her camp. She basically was pretty much encouraging people not to get the vaccine.
She was like real, but very cagey about it. Like, this is what I'm intending, I think.
If you're going to commit, commit. Anyway, her response to this whole thing has made the desk of a Republican congressman called Matt Gaetz. Now, he's one of Donald Trump's main supporters in the US Congress.
Okay.
You won't believe what he has put out over the weekend. He's suggesting a partnership. Use your imagination. More details next at New FM.
The Novos.
Rob Thomas at 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Maddie, Meg and Crevo, 6:22, sunny today, 28 the top on the coast. It's 13 degrees right now, guys.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
I think we are already trending number one worldwide.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj made headlines on Friday after she sent out quite an interesting tweet. She said, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl caught off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." Not the right message to be putting out.
Well,
there at the
also
moment.
they did a whole investigation over in Trinidad because they were worried that this may be a real thing.
Like a dud batch of vaccines or something.
That's right. Yeah. So the health ministry, like at the highest level, investigated it. They couldn't find one giant bollock anywhere.
And then she was just getting trolled mercilessly from everyone, including like New South Wales Health. They jumped on board.
They were searching high and low. Not one to be seen.
Do you know who loves a vaccine conspiracy?
Who's that?
The Republican Party over in the US.
No,
Matt
yes.
Gaetz, who is a congressman over there. He's one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters.
Okay.
The internet has been broken again, and people are actually discussing this right now. He tweeted out, "Trump Minaj 2024.
Now, that... I mean...
Now, it's hard to know if he's just joking or if he's deadly serious.
That's the worst part.
What? That we don't... They've behaved so badly, we don't even know.
Can you see Nicki Minaj turning up to the White House in her pink Lamborghini. Like, can you imagine? I'm not using the presidential car. I'm driving this.
Well, look, obviously he must be joking, but nothing surprises me anymore over there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, like, I think that's a possibility. Like, the way stuff is going now. The way celebrity in America.
Kanye ran last time. Yes, he couldn't actually get the presidential title, but if Kanye can run, so can Nikki.
Well, I think Kanye and Meg actually only held, like, a news conference.
That was
actually... No, he actually registered.
No, he actually registered, yeah.
He didn't register in time in enough places for him to physically win.
That's
right. So
there
was no way he could have won, but he still actually did register to be on the ballot in some states.
And let's not forget, at one point, Kanye was teamed up with Trump, or, like, in with Trump.
Yeah.
Remember, he was hanging out with him wearing those MAGA hats and stuff, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm going out on my own.
Now, for the sake of the planet, I hope this isn't true, but for the entertainment value that it'll provide this show, I'm totally on board with this.
Even if they just have a crack at it. It'd be awesome just for the entertainment.
Imagine she was vice president.
Could you imagine the presidential ads with her rapping on them, and it would just very not the angle they've ever gone with.
Well, not the Republicans. Yeah, they're usually something a little bit of a different vibe, you know.
Nikki's got a real mongrel about her. Like, if you watched American Idol when she was on there, she famously fell out with Mariah Carey. Oh, man. They hated each other. And I'll tell you what, you do not want to be on the end of Nicki Minaj when she's angry. Like,
she's a very cross person.
100%.
We've seen Cardi B throw a shoe at her, so.
What's the world coming to, guys? Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. When you wake up.
We've all been indulging in some lockdown baking, but I was looking at my Instagram stories over the weekend. Maddie in the newsroom, what did you do?
I think I might have put a little bit too much butter in the brownies I made. That's what I think it must have been, and it came out looking like a volcano.
So what did... Just describe what the top of your, mixture of brownies looks like.
Look, very solid, very crispy, very black, and very cracked. Like, it had, like, three huge cracks through it, bubbling when I pulled it out of the oven. It was a nightmare.
Can I ask a question? Was it raw on the bottom still?
No, it wasn't. So it was...
It was just a brick.
It was also black on the bottom.
You can start building a brand new house with it because it's a brick.
There was a bit that was okay in the middle. It had sort of a weird resin bit in the bottom of it, and I did sit there and sadly eat some of the chocolate from the inside, like, a bit of it is okay. And then I threw it in the bin. My partner came home from work, and he was like, oh, I smell baking. And I just shook my head. I was like, no. He was like, no, it didn't work out. I was like, it did not work out.
You could have just said, no, I ate the entire thing. Sorry, you missed out.
So, I don't know. Somehow that would have felt worse, I think.
We want to know, though, on 13109, what caught fire in the oven? Because obviously Maddie's baking, she's not the only one who's done this before.
Are you keeping that part of the story to yourself, Maddie? If it's fully black, it obviously caught on fire at some point.
You're in a brand new house, aren't you? You just moved in. Yeah. Oh, if the landlord's listening, it was absolutely fine.
I certainly don't think it was far off catching fire.
The smoke alarm got a bit of a workout that night, I'm assuming. Well, every caller this week who gets to air goes in the draw to win a 2-burner stainless steel barbecue with sidewalk. Ooh. How good is that? Obviously, if you don't want to use the oven inside, use it outside.
Yeah, perfect. But if you're an oven inside.
Exactly. So what caught on fire in the oven? 13109.
Also, if you already have a barbecue, you can re-gift it.
Yeah.
For Christmas. Great gift. Like, top-notch gift.
A very much late Father's Day gift.
also possible. Oh, it was lockdown. Couldn't see you.
Yeah.
That's it. Justin Bieber, hold on right now at New FM 635. It's 10 degrees in the valley right now. Good morning. 13 degrees of Warners Bay right now. This is 105.3 New FM, 638, 13109 this morning. What caught fire in the oven?
After poor Maddie in our newsroom tried to make brownies over the weekend and basically just made a brick. Black on top, very crispy all around the outsides. I'm not too sure if Maddie's a keen baker or not. We didn't ask. how much baking she does.
Yeah, I've never heard a baking story from Maddie in the newsroom before. Maybe that's why.
Or maybe they're all smooth sailing.
And this is the one that caught her off. Well, she is in a brand new house, new oven.
Yeah, yeah, that could be an excuse.
I'm going to go with that.
Absolutely. I remember my grandmother was telling me this story when she had a bunch of, like, really important guests around.
Yeah.
Big dinner party. And she decided to make Bomb Alaska, which is, like, the one where it's, like, frozen ice cream in the middle and then a meringue around the outside that's crispy.
And you toast it with, like, a torch or something.
Yeah, or you can do it in the oven, right?
Okay.
So, but you have to get the temperatures just right, or you have what happened to her when she walked into the kitchen. I'm going to get the dessert guys to bring out, and onto the floor was a river of ice cream that was flowing out from the bottom of the oven.
Oh, the poor bugger. My first ever Christmas living out of home, my best mate was coming around and I had the turkey leg that you can buy from the freezer section. I was like 19. I didn't really know what I was doing and I put it in the oven from frozen. Apparently you're meant to thaw it out. He comes around at Christmas time, like for Christmas dinner, and it's like rock hard in the middle. I put it in the oven for like 6 hours and it was still rock hard in the middle.
Put a bunch of chefs, MasterChef, look out. Yeah, Trish, good morning. Hello, Trish.
Oh, hello.
Hey, that's all right. How you doing? Okay, tell us your story. What caught fire in the oven?
Well, we have a mate that every time he comes over for a barbie or a beer, he tends to hide beer cans around our house. We can find them anywhere, in the washing machine, microwave, anyway.
Just a real prankster.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you knew him, you'd totally understand. But
in the microwave.
He put one in the oven, and I, silly me, didn't check before we went to put a chicken in there one night, and we were outside and I could smell something and I went, that's not the chicken. We walked inside, the kitchen was full of smoke and it stunk so bad, like it was poisonously stinky. Yeah.
Oh,
and
he'd
hidden the beer can in the oven.
Yes.
Was it a full, like, can of beer or empty?
No, it was empty. Oh, he never leaves a full one around. Come on.
Absolute disaster. What a shocker.
Oh, it was. It was terrible. It took so long to get the smell out of the house. And then to start, because it had started melting, to try and clean it, we couldn't use the oven. We thought we were going to have to buy a new one.
Oh.
I ended up getting it cleaned out and stuff after many hours. Not put it in the oven.
Yeah,
no.
Good. I was going to say.
No. Lesson learned.
When it's costing thousands of dollars, potentially, see you later. Yeah. I'm not friends with you anymore.
I know what he's like, and I knew he'd been there. So, technically, I probably should have checked. So.
I don't think that's on you.
No.
I just don't.
No, that's not. Yeah, I would have made him pay for the oven cleaning.
Or the new oven.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, guys, up next, we're talking vaccine freedoms. Now, this is very exciting, of course. A lot of us starting to trickle into the double vax situation, I guess. And with that comes a whole bunch of good stuff. And what's to come, even more exciting.
I had such FOMO over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Everybody I knew seems to be out picnicking.
I know. Right? Whoever knew you'd want to get involved in picnics so much. Not your usual vibe, Maddie, but this looks amazing, right?
Yeah. Oh, so
after you've been locked
so
in a
good
house for ages.
One more jab to go. All right, details next at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Pink. Blow Me, One Last Kiss, a New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo, 6:54, 10 degrees in the valley right now, 13 at Nobby's Crevo, and we're talking COVID freedom.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
I don't know about you guys, but I called one of my friends on the weekend and all we could talk about is all the stuff we're going to do. Was going to do this, going to do that. And, like, travel and you just get into this, like, loop of almost like a fantasy of what real life could be. And it just should be normal life,
It's kind of like the discussion of what you're going to do when you win Lotto.
Yeah, that's right.
The hype is real.
It totally is. And then out to get do a bit of shopping, and every single park, it doesn't matter if it's like a tiny square of dirt in between two streets, like that, there's people in there that have bought one of those, you know, cheap picnic rugs. Oh, we're picnicking. We're picnicking.
You know what? We all laughed when she announced the picnics, the funny out. Man, I'm really into them now. I want to go.
You see, if I imagine you on a weekend, picnic, like a picnic blanket and cut sandwiches is the last thing I imagine you doing ever. But suddenly, picnicking, your new best hobby.
It's that old classic thing, you know, when you're told, obviously, you can do something, but then you're excluded because I've only had one jab.
Like, yeah.
You just want to go and get involved. It's severe FOMO.
100%. What about you, Meg? Have you seen any picnics or like on socials or anything?
It's really, really cruel because I live in Honeysuckle and it's just chockers.
Yeah.
People around there on the little maritime park thing they've just built.
Yeah.
Chockers. They've got barbecues there. It's absolutely chockers.
Every single person has got two jabs.
So what if you only have one jab and you go along to a picnic and, you know, you're in a group of five and you just, like, constantly move your legs or something?
So
you're
exercising off a
crunch now and again.
Eating a crunch bar doesn't count as a crunch.
I feel cheated here in Newcastle because the rollout was so slow for a lot of us.
Yeah.
So, like, all of our Sydney friends are, like, going out, enjoying things.
And the irony of it, right?
The age bracket 40+, you're fully vaccinated now.
Yeah. You're the older group. Yeah.
Not many 30-year-olds are going out.
No.
We've
been left behind. But, I mean, picnicking, you wouldn't normally... If you told me 2 years ago, oh, you can get a picnic, I'd be like, you know what, don't worry about it. It's not my thing usually.
The businesses who do, like, charcuterie boards are probably going into overdrive now.
I saw that. There's this place, like, that does exactly that. They're now offering picnic boxes for five. I was like, now that's a clever business pivot, you know. They do the rug, the basket, like all the foods in there. One big thing, away you go. Like delivered, click and collect, whatever. Great idea for a business.
Hey, we're getting there. Hey, I think in New South Wales, over 80% first dose now.
That's so,
so
good.
Yeah, we're on the way.
Weeks, you know.
We're close to 50%, aren't we? For
over now.
Over.
Yeah.
Are we going to have like a work picnic, do you reckon?
I'd prefer to go to the pub, to be honest.
We'll take some mimosas or something. We'll be, you know.
Yeah, it's almost as good.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, we won't care about picnics at all.
As soon as, like, a single pub opens its door, picnic blanket sales will go back to zero.
Bye-bye. Checking in the newsroom next at New FM 658. And birthday lotto back before 8 o'clock today, guys, worth $1,275.
The Novos, when you wake up. On New FM. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So with COVID here, a lot of people who live in share houses have had to change the way that they operate. Because obviously now you can't share food. You can't share all sorts of things. They have to, like, lock away their own separate stuff, right? Now, we've all lived in share houses before.
Yeah.
All amongst the team. Have you guys ever had to lock anything away due to people trying to nick it?
I haven't, but something really odd happened to me the other day. So, my housemate and I share toilet paper, so we take turns in buying it. There were four rolls one morning.
A
couple of days later, I needed, like, a roll.
You know,
I go to the cupboard.
You're empty.
Gone. I was like, man, where are all those toilet rolls gone? And then I thought, oh, my God, my housemate must have used four rolls. And then I thought, no. I don't think she's had diarrhea. Open the door to her bathroom. There's all the toilet rolls. So she was hiding the bog roll from me.
How many did you take back?
Secret stash.
None.
But you didn't take any.
You never go in a woman's bathroom.
Is that just a rule you have in life?
I think it's just a rule. Yeah.
Did you just go and walk down to the 7-Eleven and get some more?
That's funny. What about yourself, Meg?
I had to hide my shampoo from my old housemate because she had really, really, really long hair and I paid a lot of money for my shampoo back in the day. Like, we're talking 20, 25 bucks per bottle. And it got to the point where I had a shower one morning, went back the next morning, and the bottle was half gone. Like, I'd only just opened this brand new...
Are you exaggerating?
They're only smaller bottles, though. That's the thing. So it got to the point where I was having to take them and put them into my cupboard in my bedroom.
Keep it in your own.
Because otherwise I wouldn't be able to wash my hair in the morning.
So, see, that's a perfect example. What I thought we could do up next, 13109, do you live in a share house and do you have to lock anything away? Like, keep it away from people because your housemates will steal it.
It works with parents and kids as well.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Certain foods have to be locked away, hidden away. 13109, did you have to lock something away in a share house? Everyone that gets on the air this week goes into the draw to win a brand new stainless steel barbecue with a lovely wok burner on the side.
Ooh, fancy.
That's indeed. Perfect for summer coming up, right?
Yeah, 100%.
New barbecue. Yes, please.
Dean Lewis falling up right now at New FM, 7:08. Good morning. Things were happening. Sunny today, 28 the top on the coast, 24 around the lake and 22 out at the bay.
We're talking about the things you have to lock away from your housemates. So obviously with COVID here, people living in share houses are locking up all the food and stuff. But we got to talking after the show last week about how sometimes housemates just quietly knock stuff off. And you're like, where is that keeps going? And then you end up having to lock it away.
I think within reason. Like, if you're taking some sugar or, like, a cooking ingredient, it's fine if you replace it. But, yeah.
Nobody cares about that. But I remember living in a share house in Sydney. If you ever bought something like a Ferrero Rocher's... You would never leave those in the kitchen in the common area because you'd have the first couple that you enjoy when you first buy it, and then you come back and there's only one left. Like, how has that happened?
It's like the packet of Tim Tams where you strategically put it back into the packet so it looks like it's full, but it is not.
Do you know what people like to take as well? Dangerous to leave in a share house? Cadbury favourites.
Oh, yeah.
You get stuck with the Turkish Delight.
I was going to say.
Turkish Delight.
Or like the peppermint block. Like, that's all you end up with. I'll have none of that, thank you.
Anna says on Facebook, absolutely everything from chocolate bars, Powerade, socks, deodorant, shower products, money, new sheets, pillows, even toilet paper at one stage. The list goes on and on. Literally everything and anything.
Should have been in a prison? Like, how is socks being knocked off? How ridiculous.
Well, Ali says on Facebook as well, I have a bar, fridge, freezer in my room to keep the kids out of my drinks and ice cream. They get their own and insist on taking mine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Clever.
That is a good one. Let's go to Robbie first up. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Tell us, what did you lock up in the share house?
Well, it wasn't the share house. It's at the moment at home.
Yeah.
I buy little special treats when they're on special to put inside when I do the kids' ice cream cone.
What kind of special treats, Robbie?
Well, if there's Kit Kats or more cheeses, so when I'm making their ice cream cones, I put it inside and so it's hidden, so when they bite into it, it's a little surprise.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's very nice. Now, who's nicking them?
My husband.
How many times have you told him to stop, Robbie?
Oh, I've lost count.
Are you allowed to say where you're hiding them? Or will he hear this?
Oh, yeah, he was at work. So, yeah, now at the back of the pantry cupboard, I've got my spices.
Oh, because he's not going near the spices, is he?
No, because that was cook.
Great place to hide stuff from men, in the pantry.
Yeah,
that's right, especially around other cooking ingredients. Marina is up next. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Doing great. Is it yourself that has to hide something in the house?
Yes. This was some time ago. I had a flatmate that would make toast for breakfast, just used the bench as the plate, I suppose, and butter, so crumbs would go everywhere, walk away, go to work, go and do other things around the place, and would never clean up. So I hid the toaster.
Oh, I love this so much.
That's the ultimate revenge.
Where did you hide it?
In my wardrobe.
Oh, good, because they wouldn't go into your bedroom, would they?
No.
Oh, that's
Marina. Well, that you know of.
That's being vindictive, I know, but I just got jack of it.
Yep. I was going to say, I'm not going to lie, Marina, I'm a little bit petty. It's a toaster.
No, I think it's great. They never clean up and you keep asking them.
Oh, yep. But, so, Marina, did you, like, confront this person every time? Or did you just hide the toaster?
Used to go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of things happening, so why say anything? So I hid the toaster. My friends laugh at what I've done.
They should know to clean up after themselves. That, you know what? They got what was coming to them.
Exactly. Oh, you're my story. Kind of girl.
Thank you, Marina.
What a great story.
The toaster.
I love it.
Poor person.
Gone.
Hey, guys, coming up next, we have a huge announcement to make. We have teamed up with a very special business, and we are giving back. We've got thousands of dollars to pump into the community. To this those who need it
really
the most.
Amazing.
Stay tuned. You're going to have to listen to this. Details in minutes at New FM.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Oh, how good is that? I haven't heard this song in ages. Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around. New FM with the Novos. Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 7:24. Hey, beautiful day today. 28 the top on the coast, guys. Big announcement, though, right now.
Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with A&A Hot Water Services. Hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au. The Novos are giving back.
Yeah, we are indeed. Now more than ever, guys, people are doing it tough, of course, coming up to Christmas. We've teamed up with A&A Hot Water for this really incredible prize. Each week, ongoing, guys, we have $500 to give away to a very deserving person, whether that be a family, an individual, a group. If you think that somebody could do with this money at the moment and it'll really help them out, you can actually nominate them now at newfm.com.au. $500 to a lot of people means a whole lot at the moment.
That's rent, car service, registration, whatever they need to spend that $500 on that they could be saving for.
Yeah.
Just help them out and give it to them.
That's right. Or it could even be, say, like a community group or something that needs a certain equipment to get something done. We're really, like, opening it up here. Often these things have, like, a lot of, you know, terms and conditions and hoops and stuff. Mm. Just if you've got the idea of somebody or a group or something that needs it, you just put forward your idea.
Exactly right. Like if it's a sporting team that can't afford to buy new jerseys or something, this
That's
is
right.
a great help to people like that. And you know what? If there's a family, especially right now, that's just doing it tough, maybe, you know, mum or dad have lost their job. $500, as I said, is groceries for the week. It puts petrol in the car and it just gives you a little bit of relief.
That's right.
As well, if there's someone in your life who's just going above and beyond and you really just want to say thank you to them as well, like maybe one of your parents is doing the homeschooling for the kids and you want to say thank you, you know, doing such a hard job, because homeschooling at the best of times is really hard.
That's absolutely right. Well, like I said, our nominations are now open, newfm.com.au. We'll be doing this each Friday. The first one goes out this Feel Good Friday, guys. So if you nominate your person or group online now, tell us why, who they are, and we could be giving them a call on Friday.
Easy as that.
Yeah. Why they deserve it. Because, a lot of people, like you said, Maddie, really deserve a bit of extra help at the moment.
And we need some feel good in lockdown at the moment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big shout out to A&A Hot Water Services for working with us on this one. Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, the lake and valley with A&A Hot Water Services, guys. That is us for the second, going to the news time next. Man, I thought we're at the end of the show.
We're not going home.
We're wrapping up the show.
It's hour and a half early,
mate. We're only halfway.
What do you mean? Good morning.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
The No-Gos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The No-Gos. When you wake up.
Look, I know you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but I tend to judge TV shows by their promos. And you guys are giving me crap for this already, and I don't understand why, but I've come out and said it. I do not like Married at First Sight. At all.
Now,
a lot of people on my Facebook, a lot of people on my Instagram, they get all fangirlish over it, and oh my God, this person does this and this person doesn't like... Why do you care what people who are marrying random strangers... I don't understand.
I'm not invested in their long-lasting love.
Mm.
What I'm invested in is the entertainment of it.
I just don't find it entertaining.
See, Meg,
but you've never watched it.
I've seen enough on the promos to know I hate
it. No, see, I used to be like you, and so did Crevo, but... Look, I was the first person on this team to come around to maths, and I've really dragged Crevo along with me.
Well, there's,
I'm going to do the same with you. Maths is, it's a bit of fun, Meg.
I don't do drama. I'm not a drama. I don't like, this is why I don't watch Neighbours or Home and Away or anything like that, because there's too much drama for me.
Well, that's a very boring life, Meg.
It's very entertaining. you got to give it a chance.
But why?
So they dropped the new trailer for Maths.
This is what brought this up, because I was sitting there watching it and just like wondering why people find this interesting. I don't understand.
All right. Well, look, what we'll do next is we'll discuss this more in a minute, Meg, because I'm going to try and bring you around to this. Because, look, one part of doing this job is you have to be across reality TV. Love it or hate it. It's just...
The Voice just finished. I was all over that.
That's true.
See, you watch that.
Because it's a musical thing and there's talent involved, not people wanting to grow their Instagram following.
Hey, do you like NASA?
I do like NASA. I do love him now.
Well,
yeah. I do like Lizzie as well. So,
well, there's two people that were on Maths that you like.
I think we're going to get Meg around. It won't be that hard.
All right, we'll do it after Shawnee Mendes, In My Blood, a new FM.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes
Shawnee Mendes, In My Blood, a new FM, 7:39 with the Novos. 28 the top on the coast today, 27 in the valley, and 24 degrees around the lake. And we're talking maths right now.
Unfortunately, I copped a lot of stuff last week because I admitted to the guys that I don't like Married at First Sight. Having said that, I've never watched an episode in my life, but I've seen enough from the promos to know I'm not subjecting myself to it.
Meg, come over to the dark side, my dear.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
It's a great day when we get a Star Wars grab in there.
Yeah.
I love that.
The thing is, though, like watching the promos last year, right?
Mm.
The start of the promos, it's all magical, it's romantic, the weddings, and it looks really, really nice. And then the promos change, like instantly to drama, throwing drinks in people's faces, people crying. It's not my thing.
So, like, the whole magical bit is just episode one, really, and that's where you see a couple of people, they've got them on a jute rug outdoors with heaps of flowers around and heaps of people in fold-up chairs, right? And that's the weddings are all like that.
Yeah.
But then they make it look like it's in a forest on the ads, but none of them are in a forest.
It's a winery somewhere in the Hunter Valley.
That's right. And then, like, you get through all that, that's the boring bit, and then you get to the drama, which is the entertainment.
That's what I don't
like. Gosh, he's juicy.
I'm not a drama. I don't like watching drama. I'm the type of person, if there's drama going on or awkward moments, I mute it because I don't like hearing it.
Okay, so Meg, like I said, we do talk about maths on this show.
This is my concern.
You know, people do love maths. I used to be like you, Meg, just so bitter and negative towards the show. But you'll know better. I'd never watched an episode of maths, but when I did, it got me hooked. Honestly, like, I'm into the contrived drama. I like looking at other people's problems and not addressing my own. There's just so many benefits of watching maths. Look, I think what you should do is go home today and just watch an episode.
A single episode.
Beginning to end.
What I would also say
is... Can I mute it like I planned on doing?
Just don't think of it as like, oh, these are actual love stories. It's almost like a parody of itself. Like, it's entertainment. And the characters are so overblown that it verges into, like, the tacky, but in an entertaining way.
I've got no... Like, the interest level is so minimal.
So, I've got a theory here, Meg.
Yeah.
I've heard you say a few times, bloody reality TV show contestants taking our radio jobs, because, of course, if you've been on a reality show, and of course, radio is just a natural career. I think that might stem from that.
But I've got a primetime gig now. Maybe that should have gone away.
But it has. Well, maybe it will. Watch it now.
You know what, though?
You know, you're so relaxed now. Maybe you'll be sweet with it.
Well, we had a contestant from MAFS trying to get on this show constantly.
That's right.
He used to email the boss all the time, a radio guy. He was like, oh, I could do a better job on that show. It's trying to get in all the time.
This is why I don't like these people.
It's funny.
You didn't get it, and now you've got the job. Maybe you can relax and enjoy it.
Meg, challenge for you today. Go home.
One episode.
Is it nine now that I've got to go on to? Nine now. Like
This isn't an ad for MAFS, by the way. It might seem like it. But go home, and I want you to come back with a report tomorrow.
All right. Give it a red
hot
crack.
I'll write some notes, do some voice notes, and see what happens.
All right.
That'd be excellent.
I'll find
some. Do you
some
have a recommendation of a season
I'll give
that
you
I should
some,
watch?
I'll give you something. The most dramatic. I'll find the episode for you. Meg's report on MAFS tomorrow. Her virgin. Breaking the virginity today.
The MAFS virginity. That's right. Up next, though, birthday lotto, $1,275. God, it feels good just saying that
amount
of money.
I'll give you $1,275 if you watch it for me.
I'll take that any day of the week. That's a deal, right? Up next, though, we are looking for people born in May, 13-10-09. This is your chance at the cash.
Okay, we'll do it next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
Oh my gosh.
The Novo's birthday lotto. Yeah. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, the easiest way to win money in Newcastle, $1,275. All you have to do is be born for your chance to get the cash. Very, very simple. Let's meet our contestant.
Okay, going to Tanika from Maitland. She works in recruitment outside her work at the moment. But before she goes into the office, she could possibly walk away with the cash. Good morning, Tanika.
Morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. $1,275, nice and up there. Tell me, what are you spending the cash on if you win today?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, probably just going to my savings.
No, that's so boring. What do you need at the moment, Tanika? Do you, like, want some
clothes? What are you saving for?
Sorry?
What are you saving for at the moment?
Oh, a house.
Oh, well, you know what?
Yeah.
Smart way to spend the money.
All right. Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Spinning the balls for you, Tanika. Here we go. Meg's got the little tiny birthday ball popping out.
All right. Tanika, were you born on the 4th of May?
No, 17th.
Damn.
Hey, thanks, Tanika. Good luck with buying the house as well.
Yeah.
All the best.
Absolutely.
Back before 9 o'clock today, guys. And don't forget, you can now play birthday lotto right across your workday at New FM. So just listen out. Randomly, the announcer will come on and say, hey, we're looking for May babies or April babies. And you call up, you get a go at the cash, which is so great.
Easy as.
Very good. Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM is 7:56. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
I've got to say, so when we sit here in the studio, we have like three TVs in here, and sometimes we decide to watch it during the ad breaks. The Bold and the Beautiful was just on. Wow. What a scene. So there was a young woman, maybe in her 30s, married to Eric, who's like 70. Now, he's caught her cheating with a much younger man and just given them the house to make love all night.
It's a weird, weird, weird show.
In the entire scene, though, he's the only one who spoke.
That's
the other
so
two
true.
Just stood there with those shocked looks on their faces and he walks out.
Very funny to watch with the subtitles. Very funny.
Gwen, if you want the night together, you can have it. What a great husband. You and a much younger man, you can for the night.
Hashtag relationship goals.
You're just saying stuff now.
You really want those? Hey.
Hey, whatever you're into, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I love that.
Last week on the show, we realised we have a lot of disability support workers who call through.
Yeah.
Okay. And another thing we've noticed as well, on top of that, we have a lot of the older generation joining this program, which I love. So we want to know on 13-10-09, are you our oldest listener?
This is fascinating because you have, like, in radio, you work to a very specific demographic.
Like age range, usually. Yeah.
We're quite immature.
Well, speak for yourself, man. Speak for
We're
yourself.
Sitting here making fun of Bold and the Beautiful. For
That's so true. What I want to put out there is I think we have a huge, like a very wide range of ages listening to the show.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of young people calling, but then we get a lot of people who are like retired and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me.
So we are asking, if you think you are our oldest listener.
You're listening right now.
You're listening right now. Hit us up 13109. Everyone who gets on air also goes in the draw to win a 2-burner stainless steel barbecue, which is pretty cool.
Perfect time for summer.
Yeah,
time
we're in
for summer.
Spring.
And,
perfect.
And I'm going to put this out there. If you are our oldest listener,
hey?
you get two entries in the draw. 13109. Well, we're looking for like 70 plus to start, yeah?
Yeah. What
at
now?
Least.
Are you our oldest listener? The lines are open right now. Gautier at New FM. Good morning. Gautier, Kimbra, somebody that I used to know with New FM. It's 8:09 with the Novos. Very special edition of What's My Age Again today.
New FM.
The Novos.
They say I should act my age. What's my age again? The Novos. What's my age again?
Yeah, we're trying to find the Novos. Oldest listener. We've had a lot of retirees call through lately, and we thought we've got to find the oldest.
That's right. Like, there's a huge range. That's what we've discovered in the last few weeks. There's such a range of people listening of all ages. Like, I thought, in my mind, everyone was like maybe 20 to 40 that listened to this
100%.
Show. 100%. But it turns out not the case.
No, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's brilliant that there's people of all ages who love us.
All right. Let's go to the phones, shall we? We'll start off with Kylie this morning. Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are we?
Good, Kylie. How old are you?
I'm 49, but I've listened to FM 105.3 since it started back in the Steve days. Hated the AM radio station, so it was a quick changeover.
What do you mean?
I've always listened to you.
So Kylie. To the Novo.
That's lovely. Thank you so much. How many years then have you been listening?
Oh, well, look, I was, 17?
Geez. FM 105.3.
How old are you now then?
49.
There you go.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, Kylie.
49.
Next caller, please.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go to Phil. Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
We're doing really well. All right, Phil. How old are you, buddy?
73.
Yes,
no, this is brilliant.
All right, Phil, tell me, what is it about New FM and our show that appeals to you?
Oh, I don't know. I used to listen to your offside radio station, but then it got boring, so I turned to 105, and yeah, that was years ago when Sarge was in the morning before she left to go and have a baby.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
You stuck around.
Are you sure your dial's just not broken?
Well, then there was Steve and Kim, then you guys come along, and yeah, you lifted the show.
Well, thanks, mate. That's really sweet. So, where are your favourites?
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks,
we love
Phil. You.
Call any time, my friend.
You're an absolute legend. 73. There you go.
All right, next caller.
It's Jess. How you doing?
Good morning, mate. How you going there?
Very well, very well. And how old are you?
73.
Oh, we've got a tie.
A tiebreaker coin toss. One of you's getting two entries into the draw for the barbecue.
We have to go into the months now, do we?
I didn't even think of that. No, we'll do whole years.
Yep.
And we will do a tiebreaker coin toss if it comes down to the two of you.
All right. So just tell us, why do you love New FM?
Oh, is there a pair of mad buggers on the show every morning?
Now, have you listened to any other radio stations in Newcastle?
No, we've got three radios in the house and they're all on your station.
Oh, yeah, why bother with any of the others?
Exactly.
They're all garbage anyway.
Three radios. Wow.
That's brilliant.
How long have you had the wirelesses for?
Well, we keep wearing them out.
Oh,
so we have to keep renewing them all the time.
I have to go get a new one. I love it.
Yeah.
Love your work.
Oh, wow, there you go. 73, tied with Phil there.
This is brilliant.
Last caller, guys. We're going to Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Bruce, how are you? Oh, Bruce is gone.
Bruce is gone.
Bruce was in his 70s as well, which is just brilliant. Yeah. You know, we've got fans all across all different ages. That's amazing.
Hey, the old mate from 2HD's
our sister station.
Not happy.
They're worried. We're robbing all their listeners, apparently. What do you do, though? Eh? What do you do?
All right. Well, look, double entry in the draw. Shall we give it to? We have to ask them when they're like, what month they were born.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to do that. Hold on the line, guys.
Hey, Phil, what month were you born?
April.
Okay.
All right. Going to Jess. What month were you born?
May.
Jess gets the entries. Boom.
Great.
Good job, guys. Thank you very much.
I feel like we should give them both double entries.
Let's do it. If you're 73...
If you're 73 and they're putting up with us, they deserve a medal.
You get two entries into the draw. Well done, guys.
Free market research. 8:14 at UFM, checking in with Jackson for what's the goss next for all the latest Cardi B news and what's happening at the Met Gala. Good morning.
105.3 in UFM.
This is the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yes, live from lockdown, it is producer Jackson. Big weekend in gossip. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I want to talk Raya, that celebrity dating app. Any of you three been on it?
Have you, Maddie?
We're too exclusive.
You're the only single amongst us.
No. So, funny you bring this up. I actually looked into it. Not for myself.
Oh,
it wasn't for myself.
Oh,
over the weekend.
Big time Newcastle radio host, as if you're doing like the normal everyday dating apps. A celeb one for you, right?
There was a chick from Maths on there.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for myself, I swear. Anyway, yes, I haven't.
Maddie,
you caught
honest.
Him off guard.
It's very hard to get on this app. Like, you need reference. Like, you think it's hard to get a rental property or, like, I don't know, get a visa to move overseas. Nothing like getting on Raya. You need so much criteria. It's crazy. But Tully Smythe, do you remember her from Big Brother?
No.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, that's the story I read. It was Tully.
Yeah.
She was on Big Brother years ago.
Years and years ago, yes, and she's got like a little podcast and stuff like that. Anyway, she was on Raya, and now she's revealed the celebrities that she's matched with. When I don't like when they do this. It's like when people post the videos of their little online COVID dates with like Matthew Perry, the poor thing. Like, it's just not fair, but anyway, I'm going to dish it to Newcastle now, because it's just so not fair that everyone knows. American NBA player, Kevin Durant, apparently she's matched with him. Tom Felton from Harry Potter. And Flume, the DJ, I love him. But, like, she said that it's a big ego boost when you match with a big celebrity. I think that she shouldn't be spilling these details, to be honest.
Well, doesn't that get you kicked off if you, like, talk about it in
like
any
screenshot
way, shape, or form? I thought you get booted straight away from the platform.
Yeah. Rise like Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club.
I wonder who approved Tully. Because you need a recommendation. Right? So she obviously has a celeb mate that's already on there.
Yeah, well, look, Raya must be slipping because Tully's very... I don't know, is there any alphabet numbers after Z? That's where she stands in the pecking order of celebrity.
It's like the hashtag and the symbols.
I wonder if it's harder to get verified on there or verified on Instagram, because I tried to get verified on Instagram the other day just for the lulz. I just got a notification. Your account wasn't verified because it doesn't meet the criteria for verification.
See, Instagram's really interesting because I know a little bit of a trick to get you verified. So, like, if you want to apply to get verified on Instagram, all you have to do is, one, have a few articles published about you, like, recently, like, which just pop up in them, so you can, like, write a few blog posts for yourself. But you just have to get all your friends to start adding you and then get a few people to follow you. Like, there needs to be a lot of hype around your username.
Oh, there's no hype around mine whatsoever.
I will help you out, Meg. I'll start tagging you and stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Next time you apply to be verified. Moving on, everybody loves Raymond. Oh, my God. Did anyone of you watch this? I love this show. Like, this is one of my favorite shows.
It was great back in the day.
So good. Almost didn't happen. So the creator Phil Rosenthal. He's opened up about the characters and the casting. He almost binned the whole project and quit the show because Deborah, who was played by Patricia Heaton, was not hot enough. They wanted someone like Carmen Electra to play Ray's wife.
It wouldn't have worked.
Nah, wrong move.
No, I know. It just would not have worked. Like, that's the whole reason that this show was so relatable is because they were, like, normal people that you could, like, relate to. They weren't like Carmen Electra with double D's and weave, like, pretending to love Ray Romano.
Well, you make a great point.
I think they were just, and, like, Doris... Frank and Marie were just everybody's grandparents, right?
Yeah, that's right. Always banging on the door. Yeah.
Trying to feed you something.
Yeah, always trying to turn up at your house.
Telling you how to raise your kids.
Just everything, really, isn't it? That's
you know what I couldn't stand in that show? Robert's girlfriend. She was so annoying.
Amy, yeah.
I don't remember her. That's the one of the characters I know she, no and, memory of.
You know what? She was the original Karen. Like, she was the blueprint for a Karen.
Yeah. Amy
from Everybody Loves Raymond. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Did you go for a picnic on the weekend?
I went to a couple.
Oh, were they good?
Indulged. Oh, yes, they were. And you know what? Jealous. It's good to see, like, the vibe is just so good. And, yeah, it's nice to drink rosé in the sun again and feel like absolute crap after it.
You're living the best life.
Hey, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you, man. Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM 827. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Olivia Rodrigo, good for you at New FM. 8:38 with the Novo.
So, Maddie, this morning, it looks like you're winking at everyone, but in fact, you're not.
Funny joke the first time, the second time, not that funny.
Well, just accurate, really. And, like, you're going, oh, I think it's a sty, but I reckon it's pink eye. What's really going on? How have you gotten a sty/pink eye? And what happened?
I actually spent my weekend at the cat litter tray rubbing cat poo into
That's
my eyes.
That's what happened. That's what happened. What That's do you think? Why.
It's not pink eye, Crevo. Like, just shut up. It's
just
sty.
Funny to say. Pink eyes is funny to say. You can't
the
help
amount
it.
Of times I've heard that this weekend, I've been a recluse. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. It took everything I had to come into work.
Why didn't you just wear sunnies?
The funny thing
all is... All right, I'm not Ray Charles.
When you walked Stevie in, you looked at me, you go, is there something different about my face? And it took me a good 2 or 3 minutes to even work out what you were talking. I couldn't even notice.
Because you'd, like, combed your hair really neatly, so I just kept looking at your hair.
I want to tell you the story about it, right? So... sometimes I can be a hypochondriac. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, I know.
On the weekend, I had a migraine all day. Like, it was horrific. I couldn't get rid of it. Panadol, Nurofen, didn't do anything. And then on that day, I had, like, this massive pimple pop up on my ear, like this blind pimple. And then the pimple... then the lump on my eyes started to appear. So I spent all night Saturday thinking that I had some sort of head infection.
Which doesn't even exist. That's not even a thing.
And that I was going to die. I caught up yesterday morning. I didn't have work. I was like, oh, man, it's still bloody here. My eyes drooping even further down. So I thought... I need to get antibiotics or something. So here I am on the Hot Doc app, furiously finding a medical center that can do a telehealth appointment. Newcastle apparently closes all of its doctor's surgeries on Sundays. I finally got one. It was my Sydney doctor from when I lived there. And I got the telehealth appointment and...
Do they like video call you, is it?
No, they just call you.
Oh, okay.
They just call you. So he rings me. Like, mate, I just don't know what's wrong. Like, I even had a list of antibiotics that I think I should have.
Like, you googled it.
He's like, there's nothing wrong with you. He's like, it sounds like you've got a sty or something. It'll just go away by itself.
You've got a serious case of
almost
hypochondria.
He laughed at me. He was laughing at me. I was like, you're soft, mate. Anyway, long story short, he sent me a prescription and I had a look and he gave me bloody pink eye medication. I'm like,
I knew it was pink
eye. It's not pink eye. There's no.
Even the doctor said it. You said it, the doctor.
Anyway, it'll go away tonight. It's disappearing.
That's good.
If there's any doctors who are listening right now, who can give you some advice.
Just, it's one of those things that happens sometimes, yeah, you know. You,
some like, people, you get stars in your eyes.
You know
sometimes.
What? I'm extremely prone to acne still. Like, as a 31-year-old man, I'm still suffering from zits. They've just never left me.
Well, look, they're your friends. They're hanging around.
There's nothing like getting a zit on your eyelid.
Oh, the worst.
It's not the one that you pop. At all.
No.
Don't do it.
Hey, birthday lotto up next worth $1,275.
Yes. What month are we looking for, Creeper?
All right, I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as Feb.
Oh, nice. That's lucky month, because that's my month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so if you're born in February, hopefully we have the same birthday. But if you want to win $1,275, 13 10 09.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, maybe you blew the budget with a gourmet picnic basket over the weekend. All the expensive stuff you can throw in that. You need to boost the bank account up, possibly with $1,275. That is what is up for grabs this morning with Birthday Lotto.
So I had a look at what you could buy with $1,275.
Yeah?
20,000 pieces of Lego.
Nice.
Wow. What a great
perfect
option.
School holidays. School holidays kicked off today.
And that'll keep the kids busy.
Very busy.
They'd absolutely love it.
20,000 Lego blocks. Can you imagine those scattered throughout the house?
That's the kids' dream. And that's where it ends.
Standing on all of those would be a great time.
Let's meet our contestant now. Stepping up to the plate is Karen. She's from Wall's End. She's a pathology courier, has three kids, 1 8-year-old and twin 15-year-olds. Do the twins play pranks on you at all?
They try their best.
Yeah. Are they identical twins or...?
No, but they look very similar.
Oh, okay. So have they ever managed to fool you as to who's who?
Only if I'm not actually looking at them properly.
Right, so if you're not concentrating, they might be able to pull it off. Have they ever done anything on the teachers or at school or anything?
Yeah, they've got their teachers quite a few times.
I love that. That's awesome.
Just imagine how fun that would be.
Oh, brilliant. Like an extra whole element to having a sibling. Well, let's get into this. Wishing you the best of luck as the balls go round and round.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's come down the chute.
Okay, Karen, were you born? Find the number. It's hidden. The 9th of February.
No, but if you turn it upside down. Oh.
It doesn't work like that.
I wish it did. Oh, sorry Karen.
Better luck next time. Playing all day across the workday, guys. Another chance could pop up any time. So
absolutely
make sure you're listening to New FM. 105 commercial free is coming up next with producer Jackson. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, thank you. Let's do this. 105 minutes commercial free sending live. Rihanna and Avril's Cheers. Kind of feels like salt in the wound, right? But hey, let's just let it evoke those memories from the weekend. It's coming up. Just a 305, Pitbull, and I Know You Want Me. I'm going to chuck that in there as well. A bit of Tay-Tay, because you're worth it, right? Bad blood up to 9 o'clock, 105 minutes commercial free. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Jackson. And we launched something pretty big today, the Novos Give Back. We know a lot of people, they're doing it tough, especially with lockdowns and whatnot. So if you know someone who could use a helping hand, we want to do that with $500.
That's brilliant.
Ooh, that is such a good prize. Announcing the first winner on Friday, so newfm.com.au.
Yeah, so whether it's, you know, single mom needs some cash, maybe a local sporting team who needs gear, family in crisis, whatever it is, nominate now, newfm.com.au, the Novos Give Back. Go check it out.
Awesome, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.